Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed and Beside, coming to you from Providence, Rhode Island today. A road trip, and we ended up at the Melting Pot. Say hello, Bridget.
Hello, Bridget.
I'm having a great time at the Providence Mall. Pretty amazing. And we decided to come to the Melting Pot because we've never been here before. We're going to call this episode 19.5. So this is our first time at the Melting Pot, and when we came to the Providence Place Mall, we were looking at restaurants and we're like, this is amazing. So we decided to both come to the Melting Pot, which so far our experience has been amazing with our most gracious waiter. His name is Scott, so we definitely need to ask for him next time we're here. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, we do have melting pots in Mass. We have one in Burlington, Mass, and we have one in Boston. I will be partaking in this again because this is so fun. I wish, yeah, exactly. I wish we had a picture. This is like video.
Oh, wait, I do.
Oh, wait. Well, Bridget does on her, you know, Snap story.
I downloaded it.
But if you could see what we have in front of us right now, we have a milk chocolate with Bailey's that is melting, and we are going to be dipping bananas, marshmallow, like Rice Krispie treats, cookies, pineapple, strawberries, encrusted mushrooms. I mean, not mushrooms because that would be really bad.
Marshmallows.
Sorry. And we're kind of a little bit quiet right now. It's because we are
not alone. We're not alone. We were here all by ourselves in the labyrinth. Rest in peace, David Bowie. And now we have people next to us.
So we're that weird people actually doing a podcast in the middle of Melting Pot with people. It's great. Next to us. Which is why you are getting the Alicia Unleashed kind of, you know, sexy version of it.
It's not warm.
It's not warm yet.
Is it supposed to be warm? I don't think it's supposed to be warm because then it'll burn.
Well, it's a double boiler. It's on a double boiler.
Yeah, but it's supposed to, I don't know. We could probably ask Scott when he's done getting the spiel.
Yeah, I think we need to wait a minute.
Just wanted chocolate.
I know, it's really good though.
Yeah.
I think we need to wait a little bit more. That's good. So, we've always wanted to do an Alicia Unleashed on the road type of thing. So, here we are. And so Bridget is going to explain to you what's happening across the street, because I'm not exactly a basketball person. I'm more of a football person, hockey, understand those kind of terms. And Bridget's going to explain to you what's kind of going on.
I know nothing about basketball. I know nothing about college basketball. Go Warriors, Steph Curry, maybe the Celtics. I don't know. So apparently we decided to drive down to Providence, Rhode Island, which is also where the NCAA March Madness is playing, where Miami just won as they're playing across the street. And Alicia was like, oh, why is there so many people? Why is there so much traffic? Apparently, not only that, there was a St. Patrick's Day road race because there were people wearing St. Patrick's Day colors and bibs. And so we were talking about March Madness, and she asked, oh, what team is playing? And I said, clearly, Providence. But apparently, Providence is in North Carolina, so my bad on that. But my bracket is doing really well, and I know nothing about basketball. So, go sports!
Amazing. So, stay tuned, because on Monday, we're having our podcast with Kevin Bacon. And it's absolutely amazing. Oh my god. Oh my god, that has to be our intro.
Mm.
Yes. Oh, perfect. Thank God I had B-side next to me.
Right.
What else would I do? but this mall is really cool.
Mm.
Like, I'm not usually a shopping person or a mall person, but this mall is really cool. We also had some other roadside topics. Bridget, what other roadside topic did you have? I feel like we said, like, oh, we need to talk about this. Oh, wait, I'm about to dip a banana in the chocolate. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, don't forget. So today is Saturday. It's St. Joseph's. day, and Felicia had her feast last night, which was always an amazing turnout. Felicia does the most amazing job. You know, all the Novena girls that we have, we call them the Novena girls. There's multiple women that make it happen for her at her house. And so that was a huge success. So thank you, Felicia, for what you do every year at your house, you know, open to your friends and family. And it's absolutely beautiful that the tradition is staying alive. It's amazing. So thank you to that. So Bridget is now dipping a brownie inside of the chocolate. I think that's a little bit much. No, is there ever too? Wait, let's.
No.
Okay.
No, there's not. And thanks for the play-by-play. I feel like you should definitely go across the street to the college basketball game.
Yeah, it's good. Oh my god, it's amazing.
So we just had to be interrupted because our amazing waiter, Scott, just brought us champagne to toast.
All right.
Right?
Cheers.
And I feel like this little appetizer, though, is a little different. Obviously, it's not a podcast, or like a full podcast. So we are eating. We are drinking. We're not sorry whatsoever. This mall is massive. Like, you have to take an elevator to take an elevator.
Oh my god, we're like in Willy Wonka, or like, what was it, the Super Mario Brothers? We had to find your
way. Or would you say Labyrinth?
I can't. Will you give up to David Bowie?
I didn't say anything about David Bowie. You just brought it up. Just brought it up.
You give it up?
I'm just talking about some labyrinths here. Oh yeah, it was like Mario, where it's like, when he goes into King Koopa's cave. Yeah. Right? With the flames and everything. Yes. Oh my god. Yeah. But we've got a really good array. You know what? I gotta get a snap on this. Hold on. You're going back to Alicia.
So we're basically, here's the funny part, that this is obviously no laptop and microphone. You know, like we do in a normal podcast, or if you're Joey and really high tech, you would have this like little tiny microphone with your iPad. No, this is through voice recorder on my phone. So either this is never going to make air or we will figure out how to make air of this 19.5. So that was very amazing. That was so nice of Scott to come over, just giving us a champagne toast. Yep, with a little strawberry. I wish that you guys...
Is it raspberry?
No, it's a strawberry, my friend. It's a strawberry.
Oh, it is.
That's
a strawberry.
A strawberry.
My bad.
I wish we were, like, recording this right now. Oh. Like, you know, like, actually video.
Our whole
like,
experience.
Yeah, like, videoing it right now.
You know what? Why? Because then that would take away from our experience. They should come and experience them for themselves and ask for Scott.
Yes, but that would be the Providence, Rhode Island Mall melting pot and ask for Scott.
You know what? Get over the bridge.
Get over the bridge. Or you could do that. You could just get over the bridge. That would be good. And you could come down. It's only an hour and 15 minutes coming down to Providence.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yes. That looks good. Yes. That's the pound cake he told us to drizzle over the chocolate.
Yes.
Dude, oh my god. That's amazing. Good. I'm sure that my sultry... My sultry voice narrating everything we're doing right now, I'm sure that's like, you know, could be a little disturbing to people. Just saying.
Like, how much time?
I think it's like, what is it? Oh, we're at almost 9 minutes.
Ooh, we should get to 10 and say that's how you whet your appetite and then.
That's right. This is how we think of things. I just come up with crazy ideas. I'm not clinical. Not clinical. No.
But I really feel, oh, I just did the pineapple in that. Oh, that was really good. Yeah, the pineapple in that milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget keeps looking over her shoulder to make sure that the waiter's not coming over because we're so weird sitting in this booth, this big long booth by ourselves, eating this and talking on the phone, kind of talking on the phone, but we're talking really low. And she's just scared that, like, you know. We're going to get caught.
No, it's not that. You're just going to, like, if he comes over and talks, you're going to be like, hey, by the way, this is what I'm doing because I'm weird. Or we're weird. Don't make it weird. You're still gonna get a good tip. Don't worry.
Like someone just walked by and looked at us. Bridget almost spit out her champagne.
That'd be bad.
Listen. And they looked at us going, why is this chick holding up the phone next to this girl's face? It's amazing. All right, we're at 10 minutes. And sorry, we had no disclaimer at the beginning.
We did not swear. We were good girls.
We were. I don't think my voice should need a disclaimer, although it sounded very sultry in this one. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have an intro song. And we're not going to have an exit song either. So, again, this was the Alicia Unleashed appetizer, 19.5, getting ready for our episode 20 with Kevin Bacon on Monday. So, can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
This is Alicia Wet in Your Appetite.
Oh, this is Alicia Unleashed Wet in Your Appetite.
All right. We will be. Peace out.
Yay.